When Barack Obama is inaugurated president, his celebration parade is planned to travel up Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House. Millions of people are expected to jam the streets to catch a glimpse of the first ever African-American U.S. president. But visitors can get a more detailed and intimate view of Mr. Obama just up 8th Street from Pennsylvania Avenue in Northwest Washington at the National Portrait Gallery. The Greek Revival building, intended to be a Hall of Heroes by city architect Pierre L'Enfant, was patterned after the Parthenon in Athens. The former site of the U.S. Patent Office underwent a massive renovation beginning in 2000. An auditorium was added and a glass-roofed area that allows light to flood the center of the building and offers views of the sky at night replaced an open-air courtyard. The building served as the site of Abraham Lincoln's 1865 inaugural ball, just a few weeks before his assassination. Several portraits of the 16th U.S. president from Illinois now hang in the gallery. But it is another president from Illinois, Barack Obama, who draws the attention of the Portrait Gallery's feature photography exhibit. German-born Martin Schuller, whose work has appeared in Gentleman's Quarterly, Vogue, and the New Yorker magazines, took the photograph. Scheller, a former assistant to well-known photographer Annie Leibovitz, shot Mr. Obama's photo in 2004 as part of GQ's Men of the Year issue. The photo measures 1 meter 56 centimeters tall by 1 meter 27 wide. The president-elect is not smiling, and the image is cropped tightly to show only his face and a portion of his neck. He is in front of a stark, plain white background. Martin Schuller told VOA that the extreme close-up allows a more honest photograph, which is difficult to achieve, especially with public figures and celebrities.
I like this particular frame because I felt it was kind of more objective than others. It wasn't, you know, oftentimes he smiles because he knows he's got this great smile, and people set themselves into certain poses that they feel like they look good in. But since he felt very natural, and I felt like I was getting some in-between moments in a loose situation, I was pretty positive that I had captured a good image.
Ironically, GQ magazine chose another of Schuller's pictures of a smiling Barack Obama for its article. National Portrait Gallery curator Ann Goodyear told a gathering of about 50 people that the more serious-looking image in its exhibit shows a different side of Mr. Obama.
I think to have this image that captures already the confidence and the determination that clearly have sustained him through a very fierce political campaign are the types of qualities that we want to be able to capture historically and that we want future generations to come into contact with when they come to the Portrait Gallery and when they try to think about what was the career of Barack Obama, how was it that he came to shape and influence the course of events within the United States and, of course, by extension, internationally.
Mr. Obama's photo hangs alongside a similar photo of his 2008 presidential opponent, Republican Senator John McCain. Actors Jack Nicholson and Angelina Jolie and artist photographer Cindy Sherman are on adjacent walls. Smaller images of the Piraha men of Brazil are arranged in rows of three each, opposite the photo of the president-elect. Scheller's photograph was shot on film and then processed digitally. The photographer said he chose film because digital photos have too much depth of field and focus. Film allows him to draw the audience into the photograph, particularly to the eyes and the mouth, which he calls the most expressive part of the human face.
I feel like I can bring them out more shooting film and having everything else kind of fall off and be slightly out of focus. So the eye in the first instant goes straight to the eye of the person I photographed. While if I photographed this in digital, it would be a lot sharper. It would look more technical. It wouldn't have a little bit of a slight blur to it and this fall off.
Vince Aletti is the photography critic for The New Yorker. He says that Schuller's style offers an intimacy with his subjects that almost borders on intrusion. But the extreme close-ups in massive size also offer extreme honesty when one encounters the portraits.
You're always invited to sort of read a lot into portraits. You think you know something about someone and you still want to try to figure out more about them. And I think Schuller's work invites us to really kind of nudge in closer than we might ordinarily do. I think it gives the sitter a sense of nakedness in a way. There's really nowhere to hide in Scholler's portrait, and they can be a little shocking, I think, to be thrust so close to someone, usually someone incredibly famous, someone very well known that we don't usually see at this distance.
During the 2008 presidential election campaign, Martin Scholler sold 250 smaller versions of his Obama photo for $250 each. The money went to help support Mr. Obama's campaign. But the photographer told VOA he does not plan to attend the inauguration. He will be on another assignment. The exhibit that includes Scholler's portrait of Barack Obama will be in the National Portrait Gallery through September 27th of 2009. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.